my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, but the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus Christ is indeed Lord. And I greet you in the middle of the, in the morning hours, in the early morning hours. You know, this morning God was just stirring me, and you know, there's been so much going on right now everywhere, and you know, in the middle of all that's going on, sometimes, you know, there's a lot to say, sometimes there's just a lot to pray about, sometimes there's just some things to observe, but in everything you just want to make sure that your heart and your mind are always directed towards the Father, that your thoughts are always upon Him. Jesus is our peace. God said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. So wherever your mind might be today, stay your mind on Christ. Wherever it is that the world might have distracted you to, whatever those things may be, bring your mind back to Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So no matter what the situation is, that is the place of your perfect peace. That is the place where the storm is stilled around you, and you can walk on those waters of that are troubled and all the things that are out there. You can do that because your mind is stayed on Christ. Peter, when he stayed his mind on Christ, walked on the middle of the storm. Got out of the boat and walked on the storm. But when he took his mind off of Christ and started looking at all the things going on around him, then tribulation, all those other things, and got his focus on those things, he began to sink. Why? Because you won't, you know, take the contrary of the other scripture, which is, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Well, if your mind is not stayed on Christ, you won't be in perfect peace. You will be troubled. You will have all kinds of perplexities, and those things will drag you down, will make you sink, because your mind will be on all these temporal things that are raging around you, and not on the author and the finisher of your faith, and that which is real. So you start getting caught up in the illusion and believing that which is the illusion is real, and it's not. What you want is, you want that which is real, you want that which is true, you want that which God has for you. Just thinking about John chapter 5 a little bit, I'm just going to read from this for a bit. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been, and knew he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And Jesus therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, He that madeth me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, art thou made whole? Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. And Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hereto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things whatsoever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father riseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in that which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he is witness of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to do, to finish, the same works that I do. Bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, neither seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye are not the love of God. That ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Thank you, Father. Thank you for the reading of your word. That was John chapter 5. Just tons in here. Few things, and just a few ones I'm just going to highlight from years of going to places where people had studied these things out, and scriptures, and pastors that had sermons on this, and different things. And so a couple things, just while they're on the top of my mind right now. But one, back to the very start of the chapter, the angel that came and stirred the water. One of the ways that this had been taught was that angel was not a good angel. The angel being the, because what did he do? Well, there's a lot of fallen angels out there, okay? But look at the characteristic and look at the way that this whole thing is set up. Keeping tons of people stuck, hanging around in the hot sun, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And when, waiting to hit, basically, waiting to win the lottery. And when something does come up, they all have to clamor and claw all over each other. And whoever gets in first, that's the one that is healed. You know, I mean, one thing is just to know is that the enemy does have miracles as well. But the way that the enemy sets people up is a form of bondage. Now, Jesus, when he shows up, now there's a few reasons, too, that we know that that's the case. When Jesus shows up, well, he said, I only do what I see the Father doing. So if the way that whole situation was set up at the start of John chapter 5 was of the Father, he would have had to put the man in the pool as well, but he doesn't. He tells him, first he asks him a question, wilt thou be made whole? And that's an important question that a lot of people need to answer that, have issues of needing to be made whole. Do you want to be? Because God is perfect wholeness. Jesus is perfect wholeness. And sometimes, we can be healed. Now, maybe you have a scar from something that you were healed from, but you can be healed. You can be made functional. You can walk out your time here. You don't have to be stuck. Spiritually, you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be where everybody else is in this lottery of the world. That's an awful thing. Waiting, waiting, and hoping. There's a movie I watched one time. It's called The Island. And there's these people that are waiting to win the lottery on the island. But the thing they don't realize and they don't know is that they're actually, if they win, what they're actually winning is that they're going to get harvested. And so all these people are waiting around for who's going to win the island, win the chance to get off and go to the island, sorry. And but in the end, it's a trap. And, that's the way the world is. It keeps people waiting around to win a trap, waiting around to win their own destruction. But God asks, wilt thou be made whole? Do you want a different way? Do you want freedom? Do you want to be set free? Do you need to be around this collective misery with everybody else, biting and clawing and devouring each other? Or do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be set free? And if you're going to be set free, are you willing to break with convention, break with the mind control, break with the tradition in order to follow the instructions of Christ? Because what did God say to him? First he asked him, will you be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. He keeps saying, he keeps looking for a person. He keeps looking for somebody. He keeps looking for somebody to help save him. Somebody to help heal him. And Jesus answered him, said, rise up, take thy bed and walk. Yeah, that's right. You don't have a person. You have Christ. If you want to be made whole, you need to go to Christ. Because no man will be able to help you. No man will be able to do for you what only God can do for you. And the truth of that is seen in verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Now, immediately he was healed, made whole, follow the instruction of Christ, which was to go in the opposite direction of all that ridiculousness that was going on there, that you might have been stuck in for 38 years. You might have been stuck in that for decades, but it's time to break and walk away from that foolishness. And when Jesus gives him the instruction, it's also on the Sabbath day, which Jesus had explained, you know, at a different time, that he made the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath. And people had begun worshiping the Sabbath as well, worshiping a day and creating a religion around a day rather than allowing for that day to be a time where people would again put their focus in their mind on Christ, put their focus in their mind on God. Because God made the Sabbath so that man could stop and rest and focus on Him. But what man did was created a whole nother religion and form of godliness around the day and enforced it upon each other and made all their little rules and precepts and do's and don'ts and then police stated each other and watched each other and monitored each other to make sure they're doing it right. And this guy who Jesus healed and asked, hey, do you want to be made whole? Do you actually want to be set free from this? And this guy that said, yeah, I do. Well, what did he do? He sent him in the other direction, in the middle of what was otherwise something that God had intended for liberty, and they had used it as another form of bondage. And he sent him in another direction and broke with convention, and the guy just followed and walked. Why? Because he saw the greater power. He knew that there was an answer to his desire of his heart, because he wanted to be made whole. There's a lot of people out there that do want to be made whole. But you're only going to have it if you follow Christ. You're only going to have it if you follow the instructions of Christ. And He may break you from convention. He may break you from religion. He will break you from convention, I should say. He will break you from religion. He will break you from the bondage that everybody else is sitting in the hot sun under. And He will send you in another direction. And you've got to be willing to walk it out so that you can walk in your freedom. And it's amazing when there's a miracle of God, how the thing that these guys come up with in verse 10, the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, mind you, cured. This guy had been sitting for 38 years in complete bondage, complete brokenness, cured. And they said to him, it is a Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Isn't that amazing? God does a miracle that spans four decades, takes care of something in an instant, and they cannot get past their religion to see what God is doing. They cannot get past their religion to see what God is doing. Religion blinds people from what God is doing. They cannot see what God is doing because they've got their mind and their heart on their religion, on their form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Because they refuse to love the truth, God gives them up over to a powerful delusion. At believing the lie, they're damned. Jesus said that later on in the same chapter, that he saw that God's word was not in them. His love was not in them. They never once heard his voice. That's a dangerous place to be. So you've got to know the voice of God. You've got to hear the voice of God. You've got to heed the voice of God. You've got to be willing to obey the voice of God. That is your place of freedom. That is your place of being set free. That is your place of wholeness. That is your place where the Spirit of Christ will liberate you, is in hearing and obeying His voice, not in leaning on your own understanding and not in the collective understanding of the group. It is in hearing His voice and following His voice. You do not need a man to get to God. But look at the religion that was right there to bring the enforcement once again. And they tried to bring him back under bondage. Verse 11, he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. So the guy that fixed me, he also told me to break your religious law. Then they asked him, that's my spin on that. That's my take on that verse. Verse 12, then they asked him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? Yeah, who's got the guts to break our religious system? You point him out, we're going to take care of him. Because we got to get you guys back in the box, right? Verse 13, and he said that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Isn't it amazing that in a time where everybody makes such a show of who they are and what they are and what they're about, that God healed this man, set him free, and, you know, in a way, this is an exemplification of when Jesus, when he talked about giving, he said, don't let your left hand know what your right is doing. You know, there's this element of doing the will of the Father and not for personal praise, not for personal exaltation, but just doing it because it's what God wants you to do. Notice Jesus didn't bring a huge spotlight to that event. He didn't get everybody, he didn't start the drum roll. He just asked the guy a question. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be set free? Do you want to be... And in that moment, it was about that guy following the voice of God, following the instruction of God. If you follow the instruction of God, if you follow the will of God, there is freedom in that. There's liberty in that. There is a way forward in that that you will not get. You will not get it by going by the structures of men. If you stay in the structures of humankind and in this combination between angels from the pit of hell that are sent to give you distractions and keep you going 1 week to the next, 1 month to the next, 1 year to the next, between that and the religions that are there to make sure that you don't break rank. If you're going to listen to those, if you're going to listen to those voices, if you're going to follow those deceivers that steal and kill and to destroy, you're going to stay in that bondage to the very end. But if you will listen to the voice of God, and if you will follow Him, that's going to be the place of your freedom. But notice how Jesus doesn't make a big show out of it. He just does the will of the Father. For us, success is in the obedience, isn't it? There's a lesson in this. Success is for us is in the obedience. We do what we see the Father doing. We say the words we hear the Father speaking, and that's it. The results are in God's hands. That's their liberation. So when you've crossed over from the power of Satan unto God, when you've crossed over from dark to light, when you've crossed over into the truth, when you're in that place, now, success is in the obedience. We just do as we see the Father doing. We speak as we hear the Father speaking. We follow as we hear the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Verse 14, afterwards Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Yeah. Well, okay, somebody had told me once, you know, the thing about, because there's that scripture that says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it's told that whenever we sin, something dies. You know, just whatever it is. It can be a dream, it can be a hope, it can be something that is important to you, it can be a lot. But whatever it is, when we sin, something dies, because that's what that's the wage. And but the gift of God is eternal life. Well, the gift of God is life, and the gift is also His Word. So when we follow His Word, when we follow His voice, and when we are led by Him, we go in the way of life. But Jesus is giving him an instruction. He's saying, look, you know, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Worse than what you are in. You know, Galatians talks about people that were set free, and there's a whole people set free in the book of Galatians that go back under bondage. And they ask them, they ask the Galatians, and they say, you know, who bewitched you? You were set free, and then you got wrapped up into bondage again. Who bewitched you? What happened there? And Jesus is giving a warning, because here's the thing. As soon as people get free from the world and the world system, the enemy will come right back and try to bring them right back under bondage all over again. It's going to send the enemy to try to snatch that word away from their heart. Try to snatch away that healing. Snatch away that belief. Snatch away that liberation that God has done inside your soul. And Jesus said, you know, look, don't go that way. Behold, thou art made whole. Take a look. You've been set free. Jesus set you free. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. You know, you follow me. Listen, if you follow the voice of the Spirit of God, He's going to lead you out. He's going to give you and lead you on the path of life. That's enough. If your quest and your goal is just to follow and to obey the voice of God as He reveals Himself unto you, you're going to be just fine. That's truth in the inner parts. You're going to be just fine. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. So, here's what's amazing. Jesus heals a man. But he breaks their religion and he breaks their illusion of control. And now they want to kill him. Where else do we see that going on in the world today? Well, we do see that in some of the geopolitical stuff. We see that with things going on in American politics with somebody like Trump. We see a lot of people that want to kill him, you know, that breathe out murderous things against a man that's trying to help, a man that's trying to do the right thing for a nation. Which, you know, we've talked about this one before too. You know, he's a manifestation of a larger thing of what God is doing right now. But notice, you know, how when anybody starts breaking up the control of the world on others or being used to break up something, sometimes people don't even know the purpose that they're serving, but God knows. But notice how the world responds. You know, the desire of the world is the same thing in verse 16. Anytime that people start getting free, the world wants to stop it. So, if they cannot... So let me give you some steps of how the world works with people. If they cannot... if they cannot get you to agree of your own free will, if they can't entice you in, if they cannot seduce you in, if they cannot buy you off, then they're going to try to oppress you and break you and destroy you. If they can't break you and oppress you and destroy you, then they're going to try to push you out into the outskirts, to marginalize you, to put you in a place where you have no voice, have no say, have no ability to communicate with others, have no ability to bring that thing into the viewpoint of others where it could set other people free or could break other people out of something. And if they can't do that, if people still come out in the desert to hear you, if they still try to get to that voice, then what they try to do is they want to kill you. The world, it's been running the same game for the entire time that they've had their system. If they can't seduce you in, if they can't drain you off, if they can't get you to be part of their club, if they can't get you to take your place in the hierarchy, they want to push you out into the outer darkness, their outer darkness, which is the outer perimeter of all the decision-making that they make in their centralized hive mind. And if they can't get rid of you and put you out there, and you still are having an impact, then they want to kill you. They've been doing this and running this game for a long, long time. And this is the only game that they know. And one reason why the whole world system collapses is because they can't continue to run that game. Because things change. Light comes in, a system changes, things become upended, and they can't block it. They can't block the truth. They can't block that which God is doing. They cannot destroy those voices. Even if they do, the voices cry up from the ground and they come back and they speak and they testify to that which is real. Now more than ever, because of the time that we've come into and the things that flow in this time. Jesus answered, verse 17, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh here too, and I work. And therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also the Son doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Isn't this amazing? There's so many people that dishonor Christ, and yet they want to try to claim God. They want to try to claim... it doesn't work. You have to honor the Son. Because God sent his Son here as his representative to speak to you and to I, so that we might be set free. People want to lay claim to a kingdom, but they won't respect and honor the king. No, there's a way that things work, brothers and sisters in Christ. And it works on God's terms. It works on God's structure. It works on God's design. When God says, pick up your bed, pick up your mat and walk. If he did not do that, he would have sat there and rotted and died. Unless you are willing to heed the voice of God when he speaks, you're going to sit there and you're going to rot and you're going to die. And don't think that that's always going to be available. That's another thing too. People have the illusion and they think that, oh yeah, anytime that's convenient for them is going to be when they're just going to follow God. It doesn't work like that. In this situation, 38 years this guy had been waiting by the side of the pool for the enemy to try to hit the lottery. And looking for a man to set him free, looking for a man to give him that, you know, that right date, that right solution, that right workout plan, that right job, that right whatever it is that they think is going to set them free. And Jesus is passing by. Jesus went to him. Jesus met him where he was at. But if you're going to follow the words of Christ, you had to follow it when he spoke. And if you ignored him, if you turned your back on the truth when it reached out to you and resonated in your soul, you missed it. And this guy didn't miss it. But how many people do? How many people, when God is doing something, refuse to hear his voice and they turn away from him? God will be merciful to whom he'll have mercy. And I thank God for that. But his mercy is not guaranteed. You don't know if he's going to be merciful to people or if he's going to say, hey, that was it. That was your chance. You know, others had far less of these opportunities and they did far more with them. To whom much has been given, much is required. How much has God given and blessed people with? And given them so many opportunities to be set free, so many opportunities to follow him, to take up their mat and walk, to be set free. And they've turned their back over and over and over again. And they're going to turn around and say that God's not fair. Kidding me? God's given them far more. And there are many, many, many that have done much more with much less. And when God reaches out, here it is. You don't compare yourself to other people. When God reaches out to you, you respond. And you follow him. That's the way it works. That's how lordship works. When the Lord speaks, we follow. When the Lord requests, we do. And we go forward in that. God wants to set you free. So that you can walk in that. And be set free. Know his voice. Don't follow another. God wants that for you. But know that as you do that, the world is going to come after you. It's going to try to bring you back under bondage. It's going to try to kill that which was setting you free and that which is the source of your freedom. It's going to try to destroy that. It's going to marginalize you. It's going to try to put you in the outskirts. It's going to give you the same treatment that it was giving Jesus. For 38 years, this guy, while he's sitting there crippled by the side of the pool, nobody had an issue with him because he was there in bondage with all the rest of them. The second you get free, that's when they got an issue with you. The second that you start walking and you start being made whole, that's when they got an issue with you. 38 years, no problem. One day of messing up in their eyes, now they're on you. Welcome. Welcome to life. Welcome to what it is to follow Christ. But in the process of following Christ, once you know the truth, you won't go with anyone else. You can't. Because you know where the life is. So we know where the life is, and the life is in him. So we will not follow another, because we know his voice. So, just encouraging you guys this day. Listen, you got to be willing to follow God for yourself. Know his voice for yourself. Trust him the way that he speaks to you for yourself. And know that he's in control. And that he loves you. And when you follow his voice, you're set free. So walk in that freedom. Know that he loves you. God bless you. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. I know, you know, we've been publishing a bit less these days, but, you know, until God tells us otherwise, we're just on call. So, God bless you. We love you guys. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for everybody listening in. Lord, we pray for their strength. We pray, Father God, that you would heal them in Jesus' name, that you'd set each and every one of them free from whatever it is that binds them or hinders them or keeps them or blocks them. In Jesus' name, Father, we just pray complete, total freedom and complete and total liberation. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So we pray, Father, that every person under the sound of this voice this day, my voice, the voice that you've given me to speak, every person that's under the sound of this voice is set free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Hear the voice of the Father and walk with him. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray. Bless your people. Seal us unto yourself. Protect us and watch over us and lead and guide us through this world unto yourself. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. Email us, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. We love you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you.